In the immediate aftermath of the Christchurch terrorist attack, there was both shock and a strong feeling of community unity. There was this sense of this isn't us, but a comic in the online magazine, The Spin-Off, has kind of, well, I suppose questioned that. Toby Morris is a political cartoonist and comic artist in New Zealand. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me.
In your cartoon, you say this didn't come out of nowhere, that overt acts of horror are built on top of a lifetime of everyday assumptions, structures and systems. Can you take me through some of the things that you're referring to?
I think it was. I think in the wake of the attack, the immediate response for a lot of people was to say, you know, this isn't us and this is not how we are. And I understand that sentiment. I probably had that sentiment myself, but sort of reflecting on it a little bit more, I feel like there is a sort of an undercurrent of racism in New Zealand. We have got issues to do with how we treat each other, and the honest response, I think, is just, I hope what comes out of all of this is that we do have the chance to have some sort of self-reflection about that, I guess, is what I was trying to say.
Give me some of the examples of what you say is this undercurrent of racism.
Well, I think, I mean, it's right there in our throughout our history. I mean, we're a colonial country, much like Australia, and there's a lot of sort of dark stuff in our history about how we treated Māori people. So more and more people are coming to terms with that, but there's also at the same time a movement growing up to try and kind of deny that history or ignore that history. I think it's there in sort of blatant ways. You know, we've had Islamophobic MPs in Parliament, much like Australia, and white supremacists marching and things like that. But I think it's also just really prevalent in everyday society in the way in which we sort of view everything we do, that the white way of doing things is the normal way, and everything else is some sort of deviance from the norm, you know.
Jacinda Ardern has made the point that this person comes from Australia. She hasn't really laboured the point, but that this wasn't grown in New Zealand. What do you make of that?
I think it's a bit of a cop out for us as Kiwis to say, well, he's not one of us, or it was just a lone wolf thing, or you know, he was a madman, or to sort of write it off like that. I feel like misses an opportunity for us to be reflective and have a good think about where we how we treat each other in this country. I feel like there's a big opportunity here for a good conversation to be had, and sort of saying, well, he's Australian feels like a bit of a cop out to me, to be honest.
The attack happened 6 days ago, so it's still very, very fresh, to be honest. People are still really dealing with its ramifications. But has there been much soul-searching over the past week?
Yeah, I mean, I think people have responded in some really incredible ways, and I think people have... it seems like people have made a real effort to be listening. I mean, I've seen a few reactive... There's been a few kind of quite sort of defensive opinion columns and things coming out, but on top of that, lots of really interesting Muslim writers sort of coming forth and having an opportunity to present their views on things. I think there's actually been quite a lot of respect and quite a lot of it feels like people are trying to listen a bit, which can only be good, I think.
What about in the future? What sort of conversations would you like to see, and at what levels of society? What needs to change in your view?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big question. It's a really big question. Obviously, what the Prime Minister has just announced this afternoon about the gun ban is interesting to see them taking really decisive action. I think that'll be a hugely popular decision. I get the impression that'll be a hugely popular decision. People seem to be keen for some action to be taken. But I know for me, like the organisation I work for, we are a media organisation and that are really trying to make an effort to centre Muslim voices at the moment to try and make sure that we are presenting not just a sort of standard traditional white perspective on things, to try and let different voices be heard. And I hope that continues to happen, you know. I hope people... I don't know what all the answers are yet, but I hope we just don't kind of sweep it under the carpet and try and pretend it never happened.
Toby, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
Toby Morris is a political cartoonist and comic artist in New Zealand. This is RN Drive. 0418 226 576 is our text line. Hey there, PK here from The Party Room, a podcast that breaks down the week in Australian politics. We've got a brand new episode out. It's all about the way the conversation around Islamophobia, racism, national security has changed in the wake of the Christchurch attack. It's new and it's available right now. Go listen on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts. Pull out that phone. Come on, do it now. Go to your favourite podcasting app, search for The Party Room, subscribe. I'll wait. I'm here. You done it? Thanks. That's The Party Room podcast, and it's out now.